for my edition of Farmer Friday. I have Regina Hoy. Regina, thanks for being with me here today on KIIC.
It's good to see you again.
Thank you so much. Farmer Friday means that we talk agriculture stuff there. And of course, you're part of Jaeger Land and Livestock. Talk a little bit about what's going on the farm.
Well, it's all the fall things, but we also have the cows and the fall things with the cows as well. So we're prepping calves to wean, and we're picking corn and picking beans and chopping silage and all the fall things, Pat.
All of a sudden, it comes to an head. All the things need to be happening. And, of course, there's only so many days, and there's so much manpower as well. But you're able to get it done from time to time. You went ahead and chopped some silage. Is that correct?
We did. We chopped a bag of silage back in September, and then we waited. We get shucklage out of the Hedrick seed corn plant, so we waited to chop more until we got that, and then we ended up getting a lot more of that than we had planned on, so then we didn't chop any more bags of silage after that. But we're going to have around 1,200 ton of silage to go into the winter. We've got 300 cows, so they eat a lot.
Yeah, they do. They need a lot, that's for sure. So talk a little bit about the silage. You pleased with the tonnage that it provided?
Yeah, we did. We got some good rains this summer, so we had nice tall corn. Of course, you plant, when you're doing silage, you plant a tall variety, and so we had good yield off of it, and it looks like it's going to be really good.
Good deal. And this shucklage, again, they bring it to you, so how convenient is that?
It's nice. It's a process. They bring it to us, and then we have to stack it and pack it in a pit. That's a whole process to have them bring it in, and then we have to be available pretty much for about 16 hours a day when they're running, because they run two shifts over there. So it's a long week or so, week to 2 weeks when you're getting that silage. But then, you know, when it was all said and done, we had enough to get through winter with. So, you know, it's worth doing.
Good deal. So the corn crop, you're still not quite done with picking corn then, right?
We are still picking corn. So we only have about 350 acres of corn. So it's a little bit, you know, different approach for us. And we plant a fair amount of corn to chop. So those are, you know, stay green, longer season varieties. So now we have some corn that we didn't chop because we got more of the shucklage. So we're waiting on that to dry down a little bit. The frost is going to help us out with that. So we've still got some corn to pick, but we're primarily no-till. We don't do a lot of fall tillage. So we're okay to just wait on that a little bit and let it dry down in the field. And
speaking of drying down, have you checked the moisture on it lately?
Yeah, the varieties that we didn't have that weren't for chopping, those are dry. They're running good. The other, we're kind of waiting. It's still pretty high. It's around, I think it's probably around 18 right now. So we need to give it a little bit more time. But we're going to switch over and do our beans. We have just a few acres of those, and we might take a break and wean the calves, and then we'll jump back into the field.
There you go. Now, you also harvest triticale, some people say. Talk about that.
We do. So on any of the ground that we chop, we have to put a cover crop in. So we put triticale and rye in the winter for that, and then the next year then we'll chop that for silage, and we do bale some. We do bale some and wrap it in a tube that way. And then we'll come back on that ground. Instead of trying to plant it into corn, which always tends to get kind of late in the season, we'll come back with sorghum sedan. And then we'll use that for feedstuffs over the winter as well.
For my edition of Farmer Friday, I'm talking with Regina Hoy. She's over there at Eddyville. On that triticale, you kind of want it to be about 5 or 6 inches once that snow starts to fly. Is it that high?
It's nice to have it that high. It doesn't have to be. Triticale, we found, is really pretty resilient. We've had it where it's just barely coming up, and it still does just fine. So it seems to be really hardy. And we've had it, we get that January thaw that we sometimes get, and it starts to grow in, and then it'll go dormant again and wait for spring. So we've found you don't have to get too picky. Now, the FSA office likes you to have it planted by November 1st, so we try to get that done. And sometimes, you know, you get a warm November and it's 5 or 6 inches. Sometimes it's not, but it tends to do okay.
You talked a little bit earlier about weaning calves. Do you keep the mamas and the calves separate and they can still see each other, or do you separate totally away from each other so they cannot see each other? How's that work?
We separate them completely. So we have 3 summer pastures in 3 different counties. And then our lot that we wean calves in is there at home. So we just try to make sure we keep the calves on creep feed prior to weaning, so they're used to eating, you know, out of a bunk and eating that. And so then we just bring them home and we put them in the lot, and we've got that creep feed there in the bunk for them. They're familiar with it. They eat hay and they tend to do okay. So we completely separate them. They don't see each other at all.
All right. You talked about that no-till. Has there ever been any problems in terms of carryover, in terms of insects or particular weeds? Talk about that.
Once in a while, and usually that's a result of like a miscommunication with our people that spray for us. Most of the time that works pretty good, but we do crop rotation. We rotate our fields around to try to help with that. And my dad started no-tilling in the 80s when it wasn't cool to do yet. So, I mean, he modified our planter back then and built his own no-till planter, basically. So we've done this a time or two. We don't usually have too much trouble with that, just because we know what to rotate where and what to do and to make it all work. So
experience does wonders. It doesn't matter what it is. You indicated a little bit about fertilizer going into the winter time. You're looking at dry, or you're looking at anhydrous? What combination thereof?
We use the liquid fertilizer out of Ajinomoto. So they put it on with their Terragators. And they'll do that in the fall if it's dry enough, or they can also run all winter if there's no snow. So we're at their mercy, basically. We just let them know when the crops are out, and then they put us on the schedule where they want us. So sometimes it's getting close to planting time before that gets on. Sometimes it's in the fall. But that product is fairly stable. So, it's okay. Whenever it works for them, it works.
Is there any amount of tonnage that you put on with that, or do you know?
Of
per acre on that fertilizer Ajinomoto?
It varies. So we can tell them we want X pounds of nitrogen per acre, and we'll vary that depending on, you know, like I said, we do crop rotation. So if it's coming out of hay, we're going to look at less tonnage of nitrogen. If, if it's going corn on corn, then we're looking for more. If it's on, so we can just tell them what we want for nitrogen on it, and they can adjust the application.
Well, you also indicated you do soil testing. Of course, that's going to tell a lot by probing that soil profile and taking a look at the nutrients that are needed in the first place. That's probably your starting point, right?
Yeah, we like to do that every few years and just kind of keep track on where we're at. We no-tilled because we want to try to keep our soil really healthy. We just try to keep tabs on that every year, and we adjust. If we need to add lime, we add lime. If we, the nice thing about that liquid ag product from Ajinomoto is it does have a fair amount of other micronutrients in it. So it does keep the soil pretty nice for us.
Of course, with Jaeger Land and Livestock, you guys sell wholesale meat right out of your freezer to customers. Talk about that business that you have. I mean, I don't want to say it's booming, but it is very resilient, isn't it?
It is, yes. So we are actually, the locker we use for our custom quarters and halves, they actually stop doing beef in November and December, and they just do deer. So I'm actually winding down on that. I've got my last few beef going in next week, and then we'll take a break on that basically through Christmas, and we'll pick back up again in the winter. But the thing we do during Christmas is we do a lot of beef sticks and summer sausage and, steak packages for gifts and things like that. So we've got beef at Sully right now that's getting done into beef sticks and summer sausage and all the fun holiday stuff.
You guys go ahead and grade it. It's prime beef, and you're proud of that, which you should be. And that's a nice selling point to be able to tell your customers, hey, this is the best stuff. It's been graded. We know what it is.
Sure. So we've sold We've sold 3 loads to Tama this fall so far, and we just took another one in last night, actually. So far, all 30 were prime. They're doing just what we want them to do so far this year. We'll take at least probably 3 more loads in before the end of this year, and then we'll have some go in all through the winter.
If people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that to get some of this great beef?
Sure. They can find us on Facebook under JLL Angus Butcher Beef, or they can give us a call. They can call me. My number is 641-660-0772. So that's the best way, is to call or find us on Facebook.
Fantastic stuff. I've been talking with Regina Hoy. She's over there at Eddyville, and what a phenomenal operation that they have over there. I appreciate the fact that you were with me today. And anybody that would like to listen to this all over again, go to our website at www.kiicradio.com and select that Listen Live tab that's on the top banner. And then on the right side, you'll see this podcast with all the other podcasts that we have for Farmer Friday. Regina, thanks for being with me today on Farmer Friday.
You're welcome.